Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A sun that won't shine, a moon that can't light up the night sky, stars that fall and heavens that quake. One doesn't have to be a genius to figure out that something drastic is happening here. Even the poor fig tree has lost its ability to point out status quo, that is, the circle of the seasons. When you see this, Jesus says, you'll know that the judgment is upon you. The end has come for you, so be ready. My, how we resonate with his command to keep awake, to learn, to prepare. Finally, Jesus has given us a project. He's given us something to do, y'all. Like a sentinel perched in a castle's keep, we wait, wondering, hoping that we've done enough for our Lord's return. But out of the blue comes his strange words, at least to us, thinking we're looking to the future. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place, he said. And like cows staring at a new gate, dazed and confused, we are mumbling, do what now? This generation, Jesus? You mean like Peter and James and John and the rest of the ones within earshot of you that week that you had your passion? Is that who he's talking about? You mean that whole business of the crucifixion and resurrection? That's the power and glory that you're speaking about? Perhaps now you begin to see our problem. How in the world are we supposed to read the fig leaves, keep awake, watch, prepare for something that has already happened? We're 2,000 years too late. Jimmy Buffett was only 200 years too late. We're 2,000 years late. Good Lord, it can't be as bad at all as all of that, right? Oh, my friends, it is indeed. Nobody knows the day or the hour, Jesus said to that generation, meaning it could be Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday after the triumphal entry, or, as we know, it was Friday. Regardless, that generation didn't have to keep awake long, and that's a good thing, because we see from their nap in the Garden of Gethsemane the night Jesus was betrayed, even a few hours of wakefulness is a tall order for those steeped in self-care, don't you think? How much more the two millennia that we're dealing with? But of course, Jesus was right. My God, why have you forsaken me? He cried as he breathed his last. And right after he said that, who can forget those chilling images? The sun went dark. Sound familiar? The earth quaked. Dead people were raised from the dead. The giant shroud in the temple was ripped from top to bottom, and God came out of the Holy and Holies, just as Jesus said in our gospel passage. And just so, the judgment was upon that generation and us. No preparation can be done. No waiting and watching for it. No getting your affairs in order. No working to grow your faith and become kingdom ready. It's over. And this is the verdict. Heaven and earth will pass away, the Creator says. That means the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the oceans and the United States and Russia and China and Hollywood and Washington, D.C. and your house and your goods and your spouse and even your very life will be wrenched away, and there is absolutely nothing that can be done about it. All our idols will be torn down, and it's just a matter of time. Only one thing will remain. Only one thing will never cease to exist, and that is the glorious word of Jesus Christ. And do you remember this word? Do you remember it when he said to that generation that saw all that the Son of Man told them that they would see? Hiding like scared rats in that upper room, the Son of Man in great power and glory, resurrected from the dead, came and stood among his betrayers and said, what? Peace be with you. There it is. Forgiveness, grace, mercy. That is the word. That is the only thing that will not pass away. Oh, but I've got even more news for you this morning. He sent his preachers to the four winds, to the ends of the earth and heaven, to gather his chosen ones. And here we are, a big mouth preacher and God's elect, all the way out here in Sumter, South Carolina. How do you like that? So wake up, unstop your ears. The Son of Man is here. He's come for you. And by the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. You've been judged, and peace and mercy are now yours. That is your word from Jesus Christ, the God who does not lie. And though everything else will pass away, his promise to you will not. Amen.